are learning these for a later class for our Yehudit Bas Esther. Okay, welcome. Yes, we are in Sefer Chovos Halavot Shavuot Elokim Perek Tes. We spoke yesterday about an idea which I want to continue from there. Inside man, there are kochos. I mentioned yesterday that the Gra has a list of 70 different inner strengths that man has, which are his inner world, which he uses for serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu broadly, but they're irrespective of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're Jews and non-Jews have these kochot, these strengths in different people's areas, either have different strengths in different areas. Some people, some areas are weak, some people areas are strong. And Hashem gave you the ability to use these different inner strengths that you have Hashem gave you the ability to use these different strengths, this inner world that you have. He gave you the ability to be aware of your inner world. And it could be that there are animals who have instincts, but they're not necessarily aware of their instincts. They just have them and they function with them. Because Baruch Hu gave us the gift of being aware of our inner world and being able to focus on our inner world. And the reason why he gave it to us, and he gave us control over it, was for a specific purpose. And that purpose was in order to fulfill the mitzvahs and connect to Hashem. I want to explain this idea clearly. When we say you have an inner world, that inner world you could see as objective or you could see as a purpose. Let me try and explain that a little deeper. Let's say you go to look at a beautiful painting. So some people that are going to look at the painting will be for the sake of appreciating art. And that's the end goal. They come, they look at the art, they notice it, they look at it, they understand about the artist, they understand about the texture, and I'm out of my realm now a little bit. But it's beautiful art, and that was the end goal. Some people, the reason why they will go to a museum to look at art is because they need time, downtime, they need time to relax, they want to do something which is uplifting, and then going to the museum will give them an opportunity to give strength to themselves, and then they can then use that for something else. When you recognize that you have a koach ha-nefesh, let's say for example, just to give an example, let's say one of your koach ha-nefesh is, let's use a different word. Let's say you recognize that you have an inner need to be with other people. You recognize the need that you have. Right? When you're alone too much, you feel lonely and it's not healthy for you, and you recognize it's an inner need you have to be with other people. As an example, let's say you have an inner need for feeling successful. Whatever the inner need, different people have different needs. So you recognize that you have an inner need, and that inner need motivates you, pushes you, drives you in one way or another way. Whichever way it takes. Some people have an inner need, and it could be opposite directions here. Some people have an inner need of having a bigger picture, understanding more broadly. They always want to zoom out. Right? And understand, like, what's behind it? What's the meaning behind it? Where does it go to? Some people are the exact opposite. When they hear about something or look at something, they want to say, like, what's it made up of? What are the details? Like, two opposite directions. Some people want to go more broad, some people want to go more details. And they have this inner need where they have to understand in a certain way. They have to feel they want to be with friends. All these different inner needs that people have. And those inner needs, are they the end goal? So, many mindsets, many views, they say that's the end goal. Menuchas ha-nefesh. That's the end goal. Right? I need menuchas ha-nefesh. And everything I do is to get to a place of menuchas ha-nefesh. And I've got there, I've arrived. And therefore the end goal of many like workshops and things, right, is if you come on this workshop and you come on this retreat, then your end goal that you're looking for of menuchas ha-nefesh, we will be able to give it to you through our meditation and our things that we do. That's the end goal. Whatever your end goal happens to be. Your end goal is like a sense of a community, a sense of friends. Join our community, join our camp, and then you will get that chevra, you'll build a chevra, that need for chevra will be answered. So man has inner needs, and those inner needs demand to be fulfilled. And it tells you that they're fulfilled. Right? That's part of what you need to do in order to be yourself. It's essential. If you try and deny them, you'll have a sense of like hollow emptiness within you because you're not fulfilling the basic need that is you. That's a truth. But now we're asking, that truth, is that an end goal? I mean, let's say I recognize I have an inner need for companionship and I fulfill it. So I finished, I've arrived. If I have an inner need for menuchas ha-nefesh and I finish it, so have I finished, have I arrived? So from a non-Torah mindset, yes. Your goal in life is to recognize what your inner needs are and ensure they're fulfilled. And then you've reached your peak. You've reached your goal. You've arrived. If it means that you have to be financially well, that's your inner need, that's like where you feel good. If it means that you have assets, if it means your family, if it means you have to feel successful, whatever your inner needs are, figure them out, understand your needs, have them fulfilled, zeo. That was the goal of life. And therefore there's a lot of work done, which is true healthy work done, on how a person discovers what his needs are, and a lot of work done on then whatever need it is, like how you fulfill that need. And that's what the world is dealing with. And in one line comes the Chovos HaLevavos and says, all these kochot that Hashem gives you, all these kochot, you're allowed to work on it, you have control over them, you mean you're supposed to be working on them and developing them, but they're not an end goal. They're not that point. Yes, you have a need for companionship, you should accomplish it. Yes, you have a need for menuchas, you should accomplish it. It's healthy. But that doesn't mean you finished it. Every inner need that you fulfill is towards a higher goal. And your mindset has to be, I'm looking for menuchas and nefesh in order that. In order that what? This concept is similar to the concept of freedom. Freedom, like when you think of Yetziat Mitzrayim, freedom from a secular point of view, like if you would, let's say, compare Yetziat Mitzrayim to the black slaves in America becoming free. Is that like a similar concept? But not necessarily. Why? Because there's a freedom where the whole goal is to be free. That's the end goal. It's freedom for the sake of freedom. The freedom to be equal. The freedom to have rights. The freedom to be able to do whatever I want. That's where the freedom is the end goal. The value is being free. And my goal is to be free. That's my end goal. What I do with that, I'll do whatever I want. Whatever I want to do, I'll do. Like, I'll see then, I don't know. First, I just want to be free. That's fulfilling my inner need, and then I'll see what I want to do. That's freedom for the sake of freedom. But from a Torah perspective, Hashem didn't free us from Egypt for the sake of being free. He freed us for the sake of receiving the Torah. It was a freedom for being an Eved Hashem. It was a freedom for Pesach Tel Shavuot. That was the goal. So you see, it's the same idea. Freedom is an inner need. A person needs to be not bound, not tied. He needs to be free. But now what do you do with that freedom? Eat pizza all day? Like, what are you doing with your freedom now? So from a Torah perspective, it's not that these values are inherent values. These values are essential values, which always have to be focused on, I will have them fulfilled. I recognize they're important. They're my inner needs. Hashem has given them to me. I'm going to fulfill them. But what for? What's my purpose? Now sometimes, you have to be careful, sometimes the need is so debilitating, like decapitating, thank you, all those words you just said, that it shuts you down. And at that point, if you try and think, I want to be an Eved Hashem, I want to fulfill mitzvahs, it might not be good. Because you're just so not functioning, that at that point, that thought won't help you right then. So maybe short term, like in the meantime, until you get into a good flow, it's important just to focus on, I know I need menuchas ha-nefesh, I know I need more freedom, I know I need more companionship, whatever it is the need is. So initially it might be that. Maybe, temporarily. Just to get to like a kind of a stable place. But that should never remain the end goal. Now I have menuchas ha-nefesh. I remember once, I was sitting in, so funny, I was sitting in Rehovot getting passport pictures for my child to get a passport, how much on it? Passport pictures. So I was waiting for them to take the pictures of my kids. And they had this big television. And they were doing an interview. And in the interview it had an Israeli woman who had gone to India and she joined one of these cults. And she'd come back, she was shaven head and she was wearing orange robes and had bells on her. And this Israeli man was interviewing her. And I didn't hear the whole thing, I just heard the last line. And it was so interesting. So she'd said her whole piece, And he was like interviewing her respectfully, like, oh, very interesting, very nice, and, like, kind of not amazed by what she was saying and saying, I want to be this cult, but also not ridiculing her, just kind of hearing her out. And then he said, okay, thank you very much, it was very interesting, that's where I came in. And okay, we're going to move over to something else now. And she said, there's one more thing I want to say. So he said, okay, go on quickly. So he said, until I discovered whatever her cult was, I didn't have inner peace, and now I have inner peace. And he said, we're very happy for you. Thank you. And then he went to the next thing. And it was so funny because in my mind, like, her whole goal of going on this program was to recruit for her cult. And she, like, wanted to say her line. Like, people out there here, you don't have inner peace, don't worry. Join the cult and you will have inner peace. And he was like so not into that and so not buying it. Yeah, we're very happy for you. You've got your inner peace. Good. That's what you need to do. Go for it. But why is that true? Like, why is it silly? And why are we able to ridicule it? Because her end goal was inner peace. I mean, there's nothing higher than it. Meaning very self-serving. So he would say to her, look, I get my inner peace from spending time with my family, drinking beer, watching sports. That's how I get it. And that works for me very well. If you want to shave your head and put on bells and dress in robes, that's what you're going to do. Okay, I pity you a little bit, but go with it. You know, if this is good for you, then go with it. That's why it's funny. Because it's like silly. Because if that's your end goal of self-service, it's just to have inner peace. Like, you went very far, and you're doing very silly things just to get inner peace. If you understand that inner peace is a prerequisite, that all these kochot ha-nefesh are just, you need these to be fulfilled so that you can then use them for the higher goal, the higher purpose, then that wouldn't be funny. And then she wouldn't say that line. She wouldn't say, my goal of joining the cult was inner peace. It's not the goal. It's not the goal. It's a bonus. Judaism is a bonus that it gives you a lot of good structure. And the structure that you get in Judaism gives inner peace to some degree. Because you know what you're supposed to be doing, you know where you're heading, and you know what the purpose is. But that's not the goal. You don't say, I'm Jewish because I keep Shabbos, and keeping Shabbos gives me time without my phone. Yay. Like, I need that time without my phone to disconnect, and that's why I keep Shabbos. No, it's a side benefit. It's an important side benefit. That's not the reason why you keep Shabbos. And all the side benefits you're going to get from being in a Torah structure are very beneficial. We're very thankful to Hashem for that. That's, none of those are the reason why you do it. Those are all prerequisites that you do in order to take the next stage. It says, the Chovos HaLevavos, Hashem gave you permission to work on these and take control of these kochot. However, you have to know these are not the end goal. The end goal is the service of Hashem. And when you're looking for inner peace, when you're looking for companionship, when you're looking for all these inner needs being fulfilled, you have to ask yourself, I'm doing it, I know it's the best need, and I'm asking myself a question, how is this leading me towards my ultimate goal? Like, where is this in the picture of towards what I'm working towards? And when I get there, then what? If your answer is, when I get there, then I'll be calm, so that's good, but then what are you doing with your calmness? The goal is not just to be nothing. Right? It's not like a cult where ultimately you vanish. You reach the highest level of nirvana, and then what happens then? And then you stop thinking because you don't exist anymore. Because you've come to a place where your thoughts don't bother you, so it's all about like not having annoying thoughts. So you get to the point where you're nothing. Ha! I've arrived. And that's what for people who don't understand meditation is. Meditation for them is just switching off the mind. Right? In Judaism, the parallel of meditation Judaism is switching on the mind that you are thinking deeply and you understand purpose and mission and you're focused. You're highly focused. In a non-Torah mindset, it's about, I have annoying thoughts that bother me and don't give me calmness, so let me learn how to switch off the mind. And then what are you doing? You're nothing. You're sleeping. Right? You've stopped functioning. This is Hashem speaking. He's quoting Hashem now, kivyachol. All these kochot that I've given you, I give you control over them, and I'm allowing you to use them. Ali tuota. Don't let them mislead you. Lachshov shehem atzmam drushim lekiyomech. Don't let them mislead you to think that they're the end goal, and they're what you need, and they're your fulfillment. They're not. They're not your shleimut. They're not lahanatech. Ki devarim eile lo yosifu lecha v'lo yigrum lecha ma'uma. These things as an end goal don't add or take away anything. They're not the end goal. ולא תגיע אלייך מהם לא הנאה ולא צער ורק הם דברים הנוגעים לגופך הבאים עליו מבפנים מבחוץ. I'm speaking now about inner world, but he's talking also about the outer world, also about physical things, food, all those things as well, also applies the same concept. There's nothing here which you inherently need for the sake. There's no inherent need for companionship. Meaning, there is. But there's not that the end goal is for companionship. It's not that the end goal is for all these inner kochot. Im tavini, v'taskili le'izu kavana hebetet acholam hazeh. If you can contemplate and you can understand the real reason why I brought you to this world, the tovah shasiti lach b'zeh, the goodness that you have from this being in this world, v'tivchari la'avodoti, v'tivn'imi la'avodoti, v'hanagat kol ma shehishlatati otach alav. If you're able to recognize that the goal is the service of Hashem, and all these inner kochot, you use them with the recognition that they're for something, that they're towards something, and you take control over them and you use them in the appropriate way, az a'aleh otach al ma'ala gadola b'yoter, shel b'chi v'alvi. Then you'll reach a totally different world. You reach a world of love of Hashem. That's much higher. Instead of a world of switching off and not being bothered by external things and arriving at calmness because nothing's bothering you, yeah, which is the end goal of the non-Jewish goal, calmness that nothing in the world bothers me and I've just got inner peace, right? Rather, you will reach a place of love of Hashem. You'll reach a place where you use that inner peace towards the goal that it was intended for, to reach the connection and the feeling of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'akarev otach el midat harachamim sheli v'albish otach et ziv kavodi v'im ta'adifi la'amrot oti. Then there's other consequences which I usually like skipping over those words. V'im lo tedi et darkei shimush shel achad medavarim. Now if you don't know how these things work exactly, because you don't know how to get inner peace, because you don't know how to work on companionship, because you don't know many of these inner worlds, in these inner functions, maybe you don't know exactly how they work, how they function. And why don't you know them? Because of paro, because of hafra'ah, because you're so bogged down in other things in this world, you're not able to focus on what your basic inner needs are in order to get that place of calmness and tranquility and balance. That's a great word. Balance. In order to then serve Hashem directly, you don't know what they are because you're all bothered by all these things. So I'm giving you an advisor. Hashem says, I'm giving you an advisor. Chacham v'ne'eman sheyadrich otach kishetishali betoto. And this is what we were discussing yesterday. This point is what we were discussing yesterday. Yesterday we mentioned three guidelines for how to identify if it's the Eitz HaTov or the Eitz HaRa. And the last one I think that we mentioned was that if you're sensitive, you can tune into your inner world and you will be able to sense a sense of guilt even before doing a negative thing, that you shouldn't be doing something, and then you'll learn from there. That sense of guilt is a gift for you from Hashem to know to hold off, and you'll be able to learn, you'll be able to tune into a sense of inner satisfaction when you're doing the right thing. And as you learn to tune into those inner worlds, that's Hashem saying, I'm sending you a yoed. I'm sending you, you won't know. I'm giving you guidance. You'll see when you're off balance. You'll be able to see. You'll suddenly feel like shaking. You'll say, this is not good for me. If you're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're not enjoying it, it's heavy for you, it's a burden, it's uncomfortable, it's annoying, then you're not serving Hashem correctly. That's not the way Hashem works. Hashem doesn't work in an intense way which leads to panic and anxiety. It's not how He works. And He's given you an inner voice which you can rely on. And you can say, if I'm feeling now that this isn't right, and it's not functioning, and not from a place, you have to differentiate, not from a place of, I just want to have an easy time, I just want to chill, like I'm relieved now that I don't have to do things, not that voice, but the voice of satisfaction of doing a high, noble, valuable thing to do, and you sense that, then you'll know you're doing the right thing. And if that same voice seems to be accompanied by, and if you don't do it, you're going to go to hell, then you say, oh, excuse me, that was the Eitz HaRa, I know exactly how to identify which is the right one, which is the wrong one. Like, you'll learn to tune into that inner voice. Hashem is saying, if you're not sure how to find that balance to work towards, and don't worry, I'm giving you a yoed, hitiatatito, use it. It's a gift. You have a sense of shame, a healthy shame, use it. It's a gift. You have a sense of inner satisfaction, use it. It's a healthy gift. Because that will train you how to use your entire inner balance. The entire inner balance of your inner world, He will train you how to use it and then rise above that being the end goal and use it for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Good.